The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, it is that time of year where you begin to question how much your loved ones really know you with the gifts that you receive. The whole ordeal for some people of buying and wrapping and giving a gift can be kind of tough, but how much of it do we remember? How many of the presents you gave and received last year do you actually recall? And how much of it did you just sort of throw out or perhaps re-gift? Well, joining me to discuss the whole psychology of gift giving and asking the age-old question, is it really a waste, is climate and environmental researcher Sive O'Neill and architect lecturer and artist Roisin Murphy. You're both very welcome to the programme. Sive, to come to you as an environmentalist, does this time of year, be honest, does it make you shudder?
This time of year is, from an environmental viewpoint, a time when we add to what is already a mountain of waste and wastefulness. We generate an additional 100,000 tonnes of packaging waste, which is hard to imagine. That's an additional. And we generally double the amount of food waste that goes, well, it's supposed to go into a brown bin, but I'm not sure that everybody does that. So it is a time when we are spending perhaps more money than we should, more money than we can afford. We're buying a lot of trashy gifts that are single purpose and may not last very long. In fact, some research suggests that, you know, the average gifts at Christmas are disposed of within 6 months. Which is really depressing. So we're not maybe thinking about sustainability when we're in this mode of shopping and gifting. And we need to take a hard look at our thought behind the whole enterprise, not just the purchasing and the consumerism of it all, but what we're actually doing when we gift, why we're doing it, who we're doing it for, what the ritual is, what the rules are, because sometimes there are rules in particular gifting circuits and they're not explicit, as in you might have a tradition in your family to do things a certain way and it could be particularly wasteful, or, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to renegotiate those traditions and think about doing things differently.
So in an ideal world then, Sive, what would those rules look like?
Well, I don't know that I would be the best person to prescribe rules for other people. That's not the point. The point is to think about it and to talk to your family and friends. So, for example, say you get together with your friends, you know, at Christmas and you have a tradition of giving each other a gift. Well, maybe a more sustainable way would be to do a kind of Secret Santa or Chris Kindle type approach where you just give a gift to one person and you try to think about a gift that that person would actually like, that's durable, that isn't going to be adding more plastic to the environment, that is something they would actually use or like. Think about things, products, if you like, or gifts that are actually sustainable, but also reducing the overall kind of commodification of the whole experience. But these are things that need to be negotiated within each particular group. And for families with small children, it gets tricky, of course. But with adult family members, you know, people don't necessarily want to have a big mountain of new socks and scarves every year. They're quite happy to have a chat about, you know, maybe we could do this differently and make some new fun ritual around it that's actually less wasteful and a little bit more focused on what's important about the gathering that Christmas often involves.
Yeah, and I do hear you say I'm a big fan of Chris Kindle and Secret Santa rather than buying loads of people loads of gifts, as you say, and then perhaps not being able to buy just one person something that you actually think they're going to really like and enjoy. I'm actually a big fan of that. But look, Roisin, the reality is we live in a consumer society and nobody wants to be seen to be the Scrooge of Christmas, to bring up the, will we all buy a little less and spend a little less conversation, and shall we try and do a Meghan Markle and make things in our own homes that are sustainable. People are uncomfortable with that.
They are. I think I remember once getting a secondhand t-shirt wrapped up by somebody and thinking, no, that's a step too far. But I
was this a re-gift or was this something
was
that they wore and just didn't like any longer?
They wore it, didn't like it. I think it was a cousin of mine, or not a cousin, or some distant relative anyway. But I remember thinking, this is a step too far.
She was an ex-cousin by the end of that Christmas,
yeah.
Was she?
Anyway, no, it wasn't a cousin. Sorry, I've got to be really careful, my poor cousins. No, but I do think that at the same extent, they were right as well, because we have started to announce, all my children are at an age where sustainability is hugely important. So they are now kind of getting secondhand clothes. I'm now acquiring a lot of secondhand clothes for my daughter in particular. She goes out and does a haul. Now, the problem with that is that, you can spend quite a lot of money, so you can get quite a lot of clothes that you may not, have space to store. But there's things like records. We bought a record player 1 year, and then you'd get a record every year. But it's easier as an adult to sort of get a book, get a record, to exchange, even buy concert tickets. Like, not everything has to be part of that, what Clive is talking about, that consumer kind of merry-go-round, and shouldn't be. Likewise, I think, to be honest with you, on trend, in particular in gifts and in interiors and in architecture, in general, everything is about the circular economy now and about slow gifts, slow-made things. So you're buying things that are handmade generally, so you're feeding into a kind of a small economy where it's sustaining very small makers. So the idea, I think the big change I've noticed is that people aren't buying named brands. Do you know, there was a time in Ireland in the 90s where everybody was going out and buying, like, it had to be a designer brand, and that kind of buy into consumer kind of identity seems to be changing. And I think it's because of the environment, and I think it's people are looking for slightly more alternative gifting. So I think it has shifted. The problem, I think, and the hardest thing is for young children, and I think to a certain extent they are also hugely pressurized by advertising. And I always say it's a top-down change we need, apart from a bottom-up. Say we're on the bottom end and having to change all our habits. Like, we have to demand change from people who are selling into our children, a bit like the phones thing, where they're constantly marketing into kids that they have to have X, Y, and Z. And likewise, in Penny's, we're doing great, and they had a second-hand clothing shop at the entrance, but that's gone again. But whereas kids, where they're naturally going into Penny's, they're being diverted into buying circular economy stuff. But I think that we can change so much, but it has to come top down as
from
well.
The adults.
Even in the extent the toy show, I know, God, it's going to sound like Grinch, but that idea that we are, because you are what you buy, without a shadow of a doubt. Sound like Coco Chanel here, but to an extent, like, we are. So we can demand the change, but the top down has to change. Advertising, all of that fast fashion, fast everything, it's much more difficult at times.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think people would accept, maybe we leave the children and we allow them to have their toy show and we allow Santa to come and visit. But certainly I think the adults could make a change. What's the best present you've ever received, Saif?
Oh, that's a good question. Anything given to me by my daughters is always particularly precious. I have three young adult daughters. But I think the nicest gift from them was a seaweed bath out at Helvic Head in County Waterford, where I live.
I think my shoulders just dropped about 4 inches there, Saif. Yeah, so the gift of an experience.
It's both, because it's a good bit away. So it took me a good hour and a half to get there. So it was a guts of a day. So you're making it a kind of a day out, but it's not the kind of spa day that I wouldn't be the person who'd go for things that are marketed as spa days. It is like you climb into a bath full of, warm water and seaweed, and it goes all kind of jelly and gloopy. And it's so delicious. You fall asleep. You fall asleep in it.
Okay, Saif, I need to go because I have another 2 hours of this program to go, and I'm going to fall asleep. The thought of that right now is absolutely heaven. Roisin Murphy and Saif O'Neill, happy Christmas to you both. I hope you both get sustainable, well thought out gifts this Christmas. Let me know what you think. Is it time to sort of ban the office Christmas party gifts where everybody picks a name out of a hat and spends a fiver? Stop those gifting between your mates where you buy something silly but ultimately completely disposable? Or does that feel a little grinchy to you? Would love to hear your thoughts on it.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.